coverage.
For the second time in four seasons, the Jackson Heights girls basketball team is playing at the state tournament, and just the second time dating back to 1999. Tonight, we're live at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, Kansas. It's the 2A state basketball tournament, and the Jackson Heights Cobras are set to take on the Smith Center Lady Red here on KMDA. As the Cobras take the court, we welcome you to our state broadcast. Along with studio engineer Chance Link, I'm Justin Fluke, joined on the broadcast tonight by Chris Boswell. Jackson Heights with a record of 22-1, their only loss to Hiawatha in their midseason tournament championship game. The team that has won three straight league titles and 45 consecutive games in the Northeast Kansas League now looks to break through and get to the semifinal round of the state tournament, which did not happen their previous trip in 1999. Ninth-year head coach Dan Shoup has a team that has won 11 straight since that one loss this season, and they have their hands full with the Smith Center Lady Red, who come in 19-4, but they've won seven games themselves, a team that is experienced in state tournament play under 30th-year head coach Nick Lynn for the Smith Center Lady Red. Mr. Boswell, happy to have you along here this evening. It's always fun this time of year. It's been a lot of March Madness, a lot of crazy games last week with Substate. Earlier today, the Royal Valley boys won in Hutchinson. Unfortunately, the Troy boys came up short, and the Valley Heights girls lost here in Class 2A earlier today in Manhattan. But Jackson Heights and Smith Center, and should be a fun one here in this matchup this evening.
Absolutely. Now, there's really no better time of year in my mind. You go through Substate play, you get these teams that advance into the state tournament. That's kind of every high school team, every high school player's dream. Get to the state tournament, see if you can win this first-round matchup, advance. You know you got two more games after that, guaranteed. So just an exciting time. Love the atmosphere with state tournament games.
Jackson Heights and Smith Center coming up here from 2A at Bramlage Coliseum. We'll take our first pregame timeout. We'll come back and have some thoughts from head coach Dan Shoup. We will also get you the starting lineups here from Bramlage Coliseum as we get set for Jackson Heights 2A State Girls Basketball here on FM 103.9 KMZA and streaming worldwide free audio online at msesports.net.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster, at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum with studio engineer Chance Link. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Chris Boswell. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups here for Jackson Heights and Smith Center. The Cobras are going to be the home team on the scoreboard. They're in their white uniforms tonight. Smith Center has the Christmas school colors of green and red. And they're starting lineups for head coach Nick Lynn in his 30th season for Smith Center. They include 6-foot senior Talon Rentschler. She averages a team-high 14 points per game. 5'7 sophomore Dakota Kattenberg. She averages 10 points per game. Also starting is 5'9 junior Miley Raby, who averages 10 points per game. Rounding out the lineup, it's 5'4 sophomore Cameron Hutchinson in the backcourt for Smith Center, and 5'10 senior Ashlyn Long, 9.7 rebounds a game. So some size at 6 foot, 5'10 and 5'9 in the Smith Center starting lineup, and they have four players that average at least 9 points per game in a balanced attack this season. Smith Center won their sub-state, beating Hoxie by 10 points. In the first round of sub-state, they scored 83 points against Plainville, so this is a team that certainly can score the basketball. Your starters for Jackson Heights here tonight include their leading scorer, Canyon Olberding, a 5'10 junior, averaging 17 points per game. Next is Kaylee Thompson, the 5'9 junior, averaging 15 points and a team-high 9 rebounds per ball game. 5'10 senior Kenzie McMahon in the starting lineup, along with Rebecca Hutless, a 5'6 junior for Jackson Heights, and Kylie Diekman, a 5'5 senior, rounds out the Cobras starting lineup for head coach Dan Shoup, his ninth year with Jackson Heights. Cobras not scoring it quite as much, but play good defense, and they'll hope that helps propel them here. I know when I talked to Dan Shoup prior to the game tonight, you had a chance, Mr. Boswell, as well, but what Coach Shoup told me is he said we got to handle the basketball because Smith Center is going to come out and pressure Jackson Heights. That was his biggest concern here coming into this opening round state matchup.
Well, that's always a concern if you're a coach coming into a game like this, state tournament, the nerves are high. There's going to be high energy, and Smith Center plays like that to begin with. So when they throw that pressure on him, it's going to be very interesting to see how Jackson Heights handles that. You know, they're going to come out, maybe they get kind of punched in the mouth first. Are they going to step up and handle the ball and take care of it and be able to score, or are they going to panic and have some turnovers and then let things flow into Smith Center's way?
Jackson Heights had a scare in the semifinals of sub-state. They needed a late drive length of the court and a basket by Canyon Olberding to come away with a 47-46 win over Riverside. Cobras won their sub-state championship Saturday night, beating Valley Falls for the third time this season. 39-21 was that final. So the Cobras are 22-1. Smith Center is 19-3. Smith Center from the Mid-Continent League. They are making their sixth state tournament appearance for Jackson Heights. This is the 11th time their girls have been to the state tournament. A lot of those came early on. Remember, they won it all, the grand championship back in 1976. And it hadn't been since 1999 when the Cobras made state a few years ago. And now back here at Bramlage, ready to compete at 2A state this season. We're going to slip in one more quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get set and tip it off. It's Jackson Heights and Smith Center girls 2A state quarterfinal basketball coming up next on KMZA Hiawatha.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
And we're underway with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fulk, Chris Boswell with you. The Cobras will go from left to right on your radio dial. Canyon Olberding, Diekman. McMahon up top, along with Rebecca Hutfliss and Thompson working the inside for Jackson Heights as they have the ball. Moving to the right side, they lob it into Oberding. Tough shot, left a little short. Rebound by Smith Center. Talon Rentschier, leading scorer, 14 points a game. She is a 6-foot senior for Smith Center. The Jackson Heights will have to keep their attention towards as the Cobras come out in the zone defense, and they get a steal off the deflection. Smith Center turns it over, and the Cobras have it. Pass ahead, tipped out of bounds, intended for Thompson on the look from Oberding. As we played a minute here, and no score at Bramwich Coliseum.
Well, early on here, Jackson Heights doing a nice job. Got two stops on the defensive end of things, a turnover and a missed shot by Smith Center.
Underneath their own basket, the Cobras have the pass stolen on the inbounds as it's taken away by Hutchinson. She'll come up the court right to left. Smith Center in the road red uniforms. Top of the key, here's Raby to the far side. Now they look in, but a deflection and another steal. Again, good interior post help defense there by Jackson Heights. Oberding in transition. It's knocked away from her, and the Cobras will keep it. Still no score, 6:39, and seems like this happens in a lot of state tournament games. Kind of a slow offensive start for teams. Obviously a lot of nerves and just trying to kind of get a feel for how the game is going to go. Here's an inbounds and a quick shot. It's missed by Kaylee Thompson. The rebound by Oberding. Her put back off the glass too strong. And we still remain scoreless as the ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to say Smith Center basketball.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of times you just see the nerves. You can kind of tell the girls are just kind of trying to get into the rhythm of the game. Oberding had a shot there too strong. That's just nerves, really. And some of the turnovers have just been really nerves.
Two good shots there for Jackson Heights, but couldn't get any to go. Smith Center's turned it over their last two times down. Now a baseline jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, the stick back missed, and it's out of bounds to Jackson Heights. And a couple good looks there for Smith Center. Ashlyn Long had the second one on a follow, and now Smith Center's going to set up some full court pressure here. How will Jackson Heights handle this for the first time? No score, nearly 2 minutes gone by. Diekman in the backcourt still with Thompson, who's double teamed. Now to Diekman, they break the 10-second count. Get it ahead to McMahon. Now driving is Oberding up top. Here's a three by Thompson. It's no good. Rebound to Smith Center.
A really good job by Jackson Heights. They broke the press. Here they come right back down and get a steal. So they're making things awfully hard for Smith Center right now.
Good start, just nothing to show for it. Nobody can score here early on in the first 2.5 minutes. A wide open three for Hutchless. Yeah, that tickles the twine, and the Cobras strike first with a three-pointer on the board.
Boy, nice job. Jackson Heights pushed the ball down the right sideline, got it deep, made the defense sag to the baseline, then flipped it up top to Hutchless, who drained the three.
Faking the three is Raby. She'll shoot a long two. Missed it badly on the baseline, but an offensive rebound and then a foul as Dakota Kattenberg got on the board for Smith Center. And our first two free throws of the game coming up for Kattenberg. First foul of the contest against Jackson Heights.
Well, Jackson Heights going to have to figure out that weak side rebound. That's two offensive rebounds that Smith Center's got on weak side offensive boards. Nobody's getting a body on that backside girl. This time it hurt them.
I may have to watch the officials that will have our back to us, but they don't put up who the foul is on against anybody, I guess, or mention there's nothing posted with who the foul was on and what number foul was, as both free throws are good here by Dakota Kattenberg. So Jacksonite's lead is now 3-2. They get it to Oberding, middle of the court, breaking the press. Pass ahead to Kaylee Thompson. Drives, tough shot, contact coming, and Thompson will head to the stripe here for Jackson Heights.
Another nice job, Jackson Heights. The press not really affecting them. They threw the ball over the top that time, and Thompson, she caught it, kind of looked. Nobody came out to guard her, so she made a good, strong move to the basket.
Free throw for Thompson, who's 65% on the year, is perfect. Jackson Heights now up 4-2. The foul is on Rentschier for Smith Center. First foul on her and the team. And the second free throw rattled through there by Thompson, who broke her own school record at a 22-rebounding performance in a game earlier this year. Now a steal. That's four turnovers against Smith Center. Here's Hutfliss. Jackson Heights in the half court. Back 5-on-5. McMahon trying to get it to Oberding. It does. Tightly defended, though, by Hutchinson. Now Diekman will dribble to the left with over 3 minutes gone by. 5-2 Jackson Heights. Kick out. Thought about the three. Hutfliss passes it up this time. The three to start this game was her 26th made triple this season. McMahon back to Diekman.
Jackson Heights doing a nice job. They're just patient, trying to get in the set they want, and then they go down low.
Block shot, but a late whistle and a foul as Mackenzie McMahon got it. That whistle came way late. Smith Center will pick up foul number two. And it's on Ashlyn Long. That's her first personal.
Yeah, I'm starting to say Jackson Heights did a really good job. They're taking their time. They're getting into the offense they want. At that time, they had a block-to-block post screen, entry pass from the three-point line, and she was wide open. Mackenzie McMahon taking it straight to the hoop.
Made her first free throw. Here's the second one up, and it's no good. The lead for Jackson Heights is now 4 points. They've made three of four free throws. Gracie Kirchhoff has checked in for the first time for Smith Center. Jackson Heights keeps their starting five out there. Cobra's in a zone defense. Far side, it's Kattenberg looking to get it down low, but it's tipped and stolen on the floor. Oberding then fouled by Smith Center. That'll be their third foul. And I got Smith Center down for five turnovers already in this game.
Well, I think
Hutchinson picks up the foul, her first.
I thought that was going to be on Rentschler, which would have been her second.
And one player that Smith Center does not want to take off the court is their 6-foot senior, 1,000 career points in her Lady Red career. Again, Jackson Heights, great job breaking the press. Hutless now attacking left lane line, and she's fouled on her way to the basket. Was she in the act? I don't know if she had gotten the shot up. I don't think so. I think it's ball out of bounds.
Yeah, we talked the pregame about pressure and what Smith Center was going to bring against Jackson Heights, but so far early in this game, Jackson Heights doing a really nice job handling the full court pressure.
Hutless has it. Cobra's still with their starting five out there for Coach Shoup and assistant Brad Alley. Now a deflection and a steal by Smith Center. Second turnover against Jackson Heights here in this contest. The Lady Red set it up. Gracie Kirchhoff, a sophomore. Both she and Miley Raby had some injuries they dealt with here late in this season. Fake shot by Hutchinson, drives and kicks it up and in off the window. Cameron Hutchinson with the first field goal of the game for Smith Center, coming with 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Heights still lead 6-4. Deflection and near steal as Rentschler able to save it in, but Jackson Heights gets it. They're triple teamed. Pass to McMahon. They should have numbers, and another ball tipped away. Lucky that wasn't a reach in against Rentschler.
Yeah, first time really against the full court pressure. Jackson Heights stuttered a little bit. They had a deflection and then the steal, and fortunate to come up with that loose ball. But you can kind of see when the pressure starts to get to them, things just kind of start to fall apart.
Cobras lose this one. It's coming to meet the ball off her hands and out of bounds. A couple girls that played great last week off the bench. Boy, Jackson Heights really needed Annie Allen, a 5'7 senior, and Dawson Cochran, a 5'7 sophomore. Two key players off the bench for Coach Dan Shoup out there for the first time. Jackson Heights now has turned it over three times. Smith Center down low. There's a bank shot up and in by Dakota Kattenberg.
Kattenberg flashed from the weak side.
Uh-oh, now an easy steal and a basket by Hutchinson. Jackson Heights tried to inbound back or pass it back to the inbounder, and the inbounder wasn't looking for it yet. The ball had it in the hands of Smith Center for an easy layup, and now Jackson Heights in transition. It's Kaylee Thompson up the court, laying it in for two.
You know, this pace, I really feel like it kind of favors Smith Center. They're putting a lot of full court pressure on. They're trying to speed Jackson Heights up. That time they were fortunate. Kaylee Thompson taking it strong to the basket.
Game tied 8-8. Nice pass on the baseline, but a missed bank shot. Boy, that could have been over the back. Rebound from over Thompson as Dakota Kattenberg gets second chance points.
Yeah, Kattenberg just jumped up. Probably could have been a push or what we used to call over the back, but officials letting him play.
Yeah, they are. Here's Cochran putting it on the floor. Up top to Thompson. She'll shoot a long one, and it's no good. Smith Center leading 10-8 with the ball ahead. Kattenberg again attacking one-on-one against Hutless, and she spins in a layup. Kattenberg now with 8 points already here in the first 6 minutes.
Kattenberg averages 10 a game, and she's already at 8.
A minute 50 to go here in the first quarter, and a timeout by Coach Dan Shoup as this one turned into a track meet for a bit. The Red took the lead, and now a timeout by Jackson Heights. We'll step away as well. Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack and our timeout sponsor. We return in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
We take having those close relationships with our customers very seriously.
That's Taryn Ray, consumer loan officer at the Farmer State Bank.
We try to get out in the community as much as we can and volunteer.
I think it's important because our customers can see us out, get to know us a little bit better, and I think it shows that we care about what's happening in our community.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Look alongside Chris Boswell. We resume play here in the first quarter. 12-8, Smith Center's biggest lead of the game after Jackson Heights was up by 4 points early on. Diekman is back in for Jackson Heights. Here's Oberding attacking left baseline. Tough runner up and swished through. First points for Canyon Oberding.
Boy, averaging 17 points a game, you'd like to see Oberding really get going. That was a nice, strong, aggressive move to the basket.
On the far side, it's long. Into the lane to Rentschler. She turns, shoots, missed it. Blocked on her follow shot. Rebound to Smith Center again, and a traveling violation. Ober's going to have to do a little bit better and be a little bit stronger, though, boxing out, getting the defensive boards.
Yeah, the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras, they're in the right spot. They're just not getting any contact. They're not moving Smith Center off the ball.
Nice pass ahead. Oberding in transition with an easy layup. Game tied at 12 as the Cobras score in transition.
It's always so crazy to me. Just 2 minutes ago, Jackson Heights was having trouble with the press. Now all of a sudden they break it for a layup.
Rentschler misses the shot for Smith Center. Over to Oberding. Into the half court she comes. From left to right to move the Cobras here with 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Game tied at 12. Diekman on the right wing. Kylie will dribble to the top and now back it out a bit. Puts it in motion to Thompson. Thompson looking. A lot of movement here for Jackson Heights. Now the ball through the hands of Oberding. It was touched by Smith Center as Jackson Heights brings back in McMahon and Hutfliss. See who gets a little breather now. As Annie Allen and Austin Cochran come back to the bench. Cobra's an inbound player underneath their own basket. Two cutters to the goal. They're covered up, so it's lobbed into Diekman between the rings. High post, McMahon gets the man-to-man D of Smith Center. They get a deflection and a steal. Five turnovers on Jackson Heights, six turnovers on Smith Center. Boy, they really are letting them play.
They are, and that was a really good offensive set by Jackson Heights. Oberding came across the paint, was wide open. The pass was just a little bit too slow.
Missed three-pointer by Long, and another offensive rebound by Smith Center, but a jump ball as to the floor went Ashlyn Long and Gracie Kirchhoff, and the Cobras will have it here with 6.8 seconds to go. Jackson Heights needs to hurry. But protect it and take the lead here at the end of the quarter. 3 seconds left. Two. Cobras don't see the clock, and they're not going to get a shot off. A little frustrating there, but we're tied at 12 after 8 minutes of basketball. Jackson Heights 12. Smith Center Red. Class 2A quarterfinal girls from Bramwich Coliseum. And we're back after a full one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? No way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke alongside Chris Boswell back at Bramwich Coliseum. Jackson Heights girls tied with Smith Center 12-12. We begin the second quarter here. This girls 2A state quarterfinal. Get past. Nice big shot to the basket. Shot blocked away from Hutchinson. She gets her own rebound and it's missed. Another offensive rebound by Smith Center. Boy, they're piling up the offensive boards, and The officials letting them play. You're going to have to be really strong and aggressive here tonight on the floor.
Yeah, you've just got to be aggressive. As I mentioned earlier, Jackson Heights, they're in the right spot. They're just not making any contact. They got to be more physical than Smith Center on the glass.
Miley Raby missed a three-pointer for the Lady Red, and Jackson Heights comes away with the rebound this time. It's Diekman, Udflus, McMahon, Thompson, and Oberding, the starting five for Coach Shoup and company. Both teams had small leads in that first quarter, and we're all knotted up here. Cobra's got the final 4 points of that second stanza. Thompson turns to face the basket. Now back out to Diekman. Under 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Motion offense against a man-to-man D. A lot of Jackson Heights' points I feel like have come in transition when they broke the press.
Exactly, yeah. They've gotten some really good looks out of the press, some easy buckets, easy layups. But right now I kind of like this with Jackson Heights. They're controlling the tempo, controlling the pace right now, running some really good offensive sets, trying to get some easy buckets.
McMahon looks to the low block, nothing there. Diekman gets it and will take it back to the top. Over 30 seconds run off the clock for Jackson Heights on this possession in the second quarter. There's the pass down low, Oberding. Great pass! And Oberding scores. She's got a half dozen, and the Cobras retake the lead.
That's a really good possession by Jackson Heights. They didn't panic. They didn't let any pressure affect their game. They did exactly what they wanted to. Got an easy look for Oberding.
Deflected out of bounds over near the Cobra bench as Smith Center will bring two girls in, Gracie Kirchhoff and Gracie Parsons for the first time. 5'10 junior Parsons checking in there. This team, plenty of size for Smith Center. Maybe that's why they're seemingly getting so many offensive rebounds here on this end of the court. The center with the ball. Thinking about the three. Now Kirchhoff into the lane. A bank shot won't go, and it's pulled down by Oberding. Canyon had some brothers that were able to play at the state basketball tournament, win a championship for Jackson Heights. Now a blocked shot on McMahon's attempt there as Smith Center uses their size to swap that one away. Now McMahon with some full-court pressure.
Yeah, Smith Center, I mean, they're 6 foot, 5'10", 5'10", a little bit taller than Jackson Heights. Like, McMahon made a really nice move to the baseline, but maybe a little shot fake, get the girls up in the air and see if he can draw a foul.
Get pass right baseline, shot short by Long, another offensive rebound, another miss. Rebound ripped away offensively again by Kirchhoff, and players hit the deck. We're going to get a jump ball, and it's Jackson Heights' possession as Smith Center had it to begin the second quarter, but again, Cobra's kind of struggling there, especially when Smith Center's shooting longer shots. Some of those rebounds are just kind of going over Jackson Heights. And Smith Center able to chase down some loose balls.
Well, Jackson Heights, they're in a zone, which typically it's a little bit harder to rebound when you're in a zone defense. It's hard to go find somebody, but that's what you have to do. You can't watch the ball in the air. You've got to go find somebody, get a body on them. And that's something they're going to have to figure out because Smith Center, I think they've probably got 6-7 offensive rebounds here
at
in the first half.
14-12, Jackson Heights with the lead and the basketball. 5:19 remaining here in the second quarter. Oberding looking to get it in, does so to Diekman. Both teams with a half dozen turnovers here so far. Thompson over to Oberding, cutting through the lane. McMahon didn't catch it cleanly, but she turns, and a bank shot a little bit too hard.
Yeah, another really good offensive set for Jackson Heights. McMahon sliding down to the block, caught the ball, had a good look at the basket, just couldn't get it to fall.
Another miss, another offensive rebound. Rinschler missed it, but Parsons had it, and it was taken away by Canyon Oberding. Aggressive grab there by Oberding. Now Jackson Heights in transition. Nice look to the right block. Thompson up, and oh, it spun out. Thompson wrestling to get it back. Both players hit the deck hard. Looked like Ashlyn Long might have hit her head on the floor. She immediately grabbed her head. But again, the officials are really letting them play. Nothing malicious there, and another missed good shot opportunity by Jackson Heights.
Yeah, she hit the deck pretty hard, Ashlyn Long. She was falling backwards and got tied up with Thompson. Like you said, it wasn't anything malicious, just a lot of hustle from both players. But she fell awkwardly, and she's going to have to come out of the game, take a little breather.
Dawson Cochran and Annie Allen return to the lineup here for Jackson Heights. 4:35 left to go here in the first half. 14-12, Cobras with the lead. Parsons up top to Kirchhoff, and now on the near wing to Raby. Back to Kirchhoff. This is a three-pointer. Oberding jumps out under. The shot is missed. Rebounded by Cochran. Floats it ahead on the run to Annie Allen. Back to the near side. Handed back from Thompson to Oberding. Jackson Heights again with the possession up two. And there's a little foul from behind, and it's personal number two on Talon Rinschler. So the first missed center player to get a second foul, and that's team foul number six. I believe Jackson Heights will be in the bonus now the rest of this first half.
Yeah, that actually is pretty big with Rensselaer picking up her second. She's going to stay in the game, but if she could, if Jackson Heights could attack that, get a third foul in the first half on her, that'd be pretty big.
Thompson passes to Oberding into the lane. It's shot up and through. Canyon Oberding has all 4 points for Jackson Heights here in the second quarter. Canyon now with 8 total.
8-0 run by Jackson Heights after that last time out. They have held Smith Center scoreless.
Yeah, over 4 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. Here's Rensselaer in the paint. Tough shot. She rolls that one in to stop the run. First points for Rensselaer. Size advantage inside, paying dividends that time for the Lady Red. Oberding at half court, turns, gets it to Thompson on the run. Nice pass left side, but not quite expecting it, I don't think, was Annie Allen. And Smith Center got back to knock it out of bounds.
The pass was just a little bit too late. Annie Allen was ahead of the ball, and I didn't see who was dribbling it, but there was about 2 extra dribbles. She'd have passed it right away. I think that would have been an easy layup.
Oberding and a lob in the pass to Rebecca Hutfliss. Jackson Heights still leading by 2, 16-14. Allen on the near wing in the corner to Cochran. The center matched up here is Kaylee Thompson. Is guarded by Rensselaer, but she's playing out here on the perimeter. We go under 3 minutes to play in this first half. Alley Finder cutting across the lane and down to the basket. A bucket for Kaylee Thompson. That's a great matchup for Jackson Heights. Keep taking it at Rensselaer.
That is a really good offensive set. Jackson Heights been running it the last several possessions. They're getting a high screen, and the close player is flashing to the ball side block. It's been wide open the last 2 possessions.
Missed three-pointer by Smith Center, and they call the jump ball going for the rebound. So, again, Smith Center right there fighting for every rebounding opportunity, and they'll set up the press again. See if Jackson Heights can keep executing this. They get it back to Oberding, who's fouled. That's a little tic-tac foul. We haven't seen that called yet today. First one on Gracie Parsons.
As physical as this game has been, and the officials not letting them, letting them play, not calling those, then you get a little touch foul right here.
I misspoke earlier. This is team foul number 6, but now Jackson Heights will be in the bonus as Gracie Parsons checks out. 2:38 to go here in the second quarter. Oberding setting it up. She now has 8 points in this game. Thompson has 6. The leading scorers are getting it done. Allen down low again to Thompson, and another easy bank shot for Kaylee Thompson. Same set again.
Don't fix it if it's not broke. Just keep going to the well. Thompson having a fantastic first half off of that dive to the basket.
Smith Center. Hutchinson near side, a three-pointer put up by Raby. Almost missed everything. Rebound, Hutchless had it, but couldn't hang on. So half the battle for Jackson Heights is getting the rebound. The second half is being strong and holding on to it before somebody for Smith Center comes in and knocks it away or gets a possession tied up.
It's just being very physical. You've got to go find a body, get low, get strong, box them out, and then, like you said, chin the ball, get strong with it.
Another jump ball. This one goes to Smith Center. And a basket in and out, missed by Rensselaer. And now a foul as the rebound secured by Annie Allen that time. And Smith Center's called for reaching. That should be a 1-1 at the other end, as this is foul number 7 against the Lady Red. Hutchinson picks up her second personal foul. And it'll be Annie Allen at the line here for the Cobras. Trying to become the 5th different Jackson Heights player to score. Allen 50% on the year. Big 1-1 here with the Cobras leading by 6 all of a sudden. And she missed the front end. Biggest lead for Jackson Heights, 20-14. And we're under 2 minutes to go now here in the first half. Kirchhoff, they whip it around the horn from Hutchinson, far side, Raby. It's Jackson Heights zone. Back to the near wing. It's Kirchhoff. Jackson Heights kind of giving a little bit of room on the perimeter for Smith Center, who hasn't made any three-pointers yet in this first half. It's kind of weird, too, Boswell, as we got 3 different three-point lines on the court, including a temporary white taped one for the actual high school line that's up front.
You don't see that very often, the 3 different lines. It's got to be confusing for the girls out there. Okay, which one do I step to?
Got the women's, the men's, and the temporary white tape that represents the high school line closest to the basket is Smith Center just turned it over for the seventh time here in this game, and the Cobras can extend a six-point lead here late in this first half. Diekman will put it on the floor. Now McMahon comes to get the basketball back to Kylie. Minute five left in the second quarter. Diekman to the baseline. Now back to McMahon. Kinsey finds Thompson. Oberding coming across the lane is Cochran. It's deflected by Smith Center. Nearly a travels. Jackson Heights trying to rip it away, and a foul. That's going to be number three on Cameron Hutchinson.
It's almost like Smith Center. They're a little bit frustrated right now. You know, they got up 12-8. Jackson Heights called timeout. Since that time, Jackson Heights has done about anything they wanted to. So you're seeing a little bit of frustration out of Smith Center right now.
Yeah, since that 12-8, this is a 12-2 run for Jackson Heights as we get a timeout taken by Smith Center head coach Nick Lynn. He's won over 500 games in his coaching career. So Jackson Heights will have it with a 1-1 when we return. It's the Cobras 20 and Smith Center 14 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
C&D Food Mart and Williams Company in Whiting are proud to support the community and Jackson Heights students and athletes. For all your local grocery needs, stop by C&D Food Mart in Whiting. Good luck, Cobras, from C&D Food Mart and Williams Company in Whiting.
Rick and Joe Crouch of Marketing Concepts in Holton, your local source for printing, copying, mailing, signage, and more. They will beat any price in Northeast Kansas. Online at marketingconceptsks.com. Call 364-4611 for Marketing Concepts of Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Oberding at the free throw line for Jackson Heights. A 1-1 miss. The Cobras have missed a pair of 1-1s, but they still lead by 6 over Smith Center. Under a minute to go here in this first half. Smith Center with quick ball movement. It's Parsons on the baseline. She'll shoot it from 18 and hit. Long two from Gracie Parsons for her first points tonight.
Really the first time that Smith Center has had success from the perimeter. A little like 15-foot jump shot from the baseline. Everything else has come inside the paint off of offensive rebounds.
Jackson Heights may be trying to hold for one as Oberding gets it back to Diekman. Now 20 seconds left. Cobras lead by 4. Diekman against the man-to-man defense of Smith Center. Who's used a timeout here late in this first half. Rebecca Hutzlitz had it knocked away, but gets it back. 5 seconds to go. She threw it away. Rinchlin intercepts it. 1 second left. At half court, and the Lady Red will not get a shot off at the end of the second quarter. Jackson Heights up by 4. Our halftime score is 20-16 in favor of the Cobras. A 12-2 run, but Smith Center gets the final points here of this first half to pull back within 4 points. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16, home of the 110% price match guarantee. We got first half stats, analysis, and more when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Jaeger Insurance Agency in Holton is an independent and trust choice agency located at 307 Montana Avenue. Marcia offers all types of insurance and goes above and beyond to be your trusted agent, finding the best policies at the best prices. Call Jaeger Insurance in Holton at 364-0124.
Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum, 2A State Basketball the next few days. By the way, they put a note on the K-Show website that said even though the K-State campus is already closed tomorrow because of weather, and of course a lot of schools have canceled classes for tomorrow and such as well, but they put a note on the 2A state bracket that said despite the K-State campus being closed tomorrow, the 2A state tournament will go on as scheduled. We'll be here tomorrow night for a 6 o'clock tip-off for the Valley Falls boys taking on Pittsburgh Colgan tomorrow night. That's right here on 103.9 KNZA. Girls game has reached halftime, and Jackson Knights has a lead 20-16. Smith Center led 12-8 late in the first quarter, but the Cobras tied it at 12 and then extended their run and got ahead by as many as 6 points as Jackson Heights able to win the second quarter 8-4 as it ended up. It led 20-14 before Smith Center got the final basket of the first half. And I think if you're Jackson Heights, you feel pretty good. They certainly missed some opportunities as they struggled at the free throw line, only making 3 of 7, including 2 misses on front end of 1-1s. But to still be up by 4 points when they got heavily out-rebounded in this game, Jackson Heights got to like where they're at here after 16 minutes.
Well, I think you've got to be really happy with how that first half went for you. Took care of the pressure. You didn't allow the full court press to really affect you. It did for just a brief moment. Coach Shoup called timeout, got them settled down. They handled that very well after that. Their defense has been really good. The only thing with the defense has just been the lack of securing the rebounds. You know, you got to get those defensive rebounds. You got to finish the possession with a rebound. They struggled a little bit with that. But all in all, when you look defensively, Jackson Heights has held the three leading scorers for Smith Center. I mean, the leading scorer has 2 points. Talon Rentschler, she averages 14 a game. She's only got 2. Dakota Kattenberg has 8. She averages 10 a game. The other one that averages 10 a game is Miley Raby, who's got nothing. So you've got to be happy if you're Jackson Heights.
Team stats mentioned the Cobras 3 of 7 at the line. Smith Center made 2 for 2. Both teams struggled shooting threes, but Jackson Heights made 1 of probably only about, 4 attempts? I don't have the exact numbers on that. Smith Center didn't hit any threes, and I think they probably put up at least 8 or so in that first half. Smith Center also had 1 more turnover than Jackson Heights did, so especially against the press, Cobras did a really good job of taking care of it, but and they actually scored in transition off that Smith Center press several times. The fouls, 8-2, also a disadvantage for Smith Center. They have Cameron Hutchinson with 3 and a couple other players, including Talon Rentschler, their leading scorer, with 2 personal fouls here at the break. And Smith Center fans may not like that foul differential, but, I mean, Smith Center was certainly the more aggressive team, and a lot of those fouls seem like were reach-ins on the press, and a lot of them were just battling for rebounds. It seems like the officials let them play for quite some time, but that's one key for Jackson Heights is powering up a little bit and securing the rebounds a little bit more. We'll check the individual stats that are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. They are the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Trust NEK Tax Services of Whiting. For Smith Center, Oswald mentioned 8 points for Dakota Kattenberg, 4 for Cameron Hutchinson, and 2 each for Gracie Parsons and Talon Rentschler. That is it. I don't think Smith Center probably could have shot close to 33% in that first half from the field. Only 4 players scored. For Jackson Heights, they had 4 players score as well. They're led by Canyon Oberding and Kaylee Thompson, both with 8 points. A 3-pointer for Rebecca Huntless of the Cobras, and 1 free throw for Mackenzie McMahon. It all adds up to a Jackson Heights 4-point lead here at halftime. 20 points for the Cobras, 16 for the Smith Center Lady Red. Before we go to another break, Boswell, any keys, I guess, as we look ahead now to the second half and what Jackson Heights going to need to do to keep this lead protected and get a win here tonight?
Well, my guess is Smith Center is going to come out with a little bit of fire. They didn't play the first half that they wanted to play, and they're trailing now, so they may try to ratchet up the pressure a little bit, try to force Jackson Heights into some more turnovers. So, you know, Jackson Heights did a really good job, though. They handled all the pressure, and like I mentioned, Smith Center was probably going to come out and kind of punch him in the mouth with that pressure, and Jackson Heights handled it. They ran really good offense. They didn't let Smith Center get them out of their set. And as a result, Canyon Olberding, Kaylee Thompson each have 8 points. They've each got really easy shots right up under the glass.
20-16 again, Jackson Heights leading at the half. We owe you another timeout, and we'll return to get set for the third quarter. The Cobras lead Smith Center by 4 from the 2A State Tournament live in Manhattan on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System. In March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, Chris Boswell with you. Courtside, Bramwich Coliseum, getting set for the third quarter. Jackson Heights leading 20-16 over Smith Center. We got some more stats we can fill you up with. Also wanted to mention earlier scores from area teams today. The Royal Valley boys won in Hutch. They beat Girard 60-56. The Hanover boys rolled in Great Bend. They beat Central Plains 84-43. The Troy boys, though, lost by 30 in Dodge City. Troy lost to number one seed Opie 51-21. One girls game that was here earlier today in Manhattan. Valley Heights had a nice lead of up 12 or 14 in the first half, but they lose to Berean Academy 46-43. So those are the other area scores as Jackson Heights gets a steal to start the third quarter.
And that zone's been really effective for Jackson Heights, and it's kind of a matchup zone. It looks like Smith Center's having a little bit of trouble figuring out who the open players are.
Hudflis, Diekman, McMahon, Thompson, and Olberding, the starting five for Coach Dan Shoup. He played seven girls in the first half. Here's a tough look in the lane for Thompson. It won't go. Rebounded by Smith Center. In the road red, Smith Center moving left to right. They push the tempo ahead this time. Parsons will start the second half as they got a player with three fouls that's on the bench to begin this third quarter in Cameron Hutchinson. Nice fake. Raby pulls up a long two and a late whistle and a foul as she hit the deck. Smith Center 2-for-2 at the line. Jackson Heights made 3-of-7. But Smith Center going to get to the line here.
Smith Center, they were pretty sharp on that possession. The ball was moving around pretty quick. A little more just intensity in that possession.
missed free throw for Raby. So I mentioned we got some stats. What stood out to you, Boswell, looking at the first half official stats?
Well, we talked about offensive rebounds. Smith Center has 8 offensive boards. On the flip side of that, I mean, Jackson Heights got 3. They've got 11 total rebounds, but Smith Center's got 17. That was one of the things that we were going to have to, you know, really button up, and I hope Coach Shoup talked to them at halftime, just getting physical and getting a body on somebody.
Second free throw good for Raby. It's a 3-point game now, 20-17. Jackson Heights and the home whites, a 3. Canyon Oberding, one of the first times she's got free on the perimeter, but the shot missed too strong, and Smith Center comes away with the rebound. Raby up the court to Kattenberg. Across the paint to the right side. This is Rentschler, a long 2. No good. Offensive rebound comes to Parsons. Shot up and in. Second chance points again. Parsons with her second field goal.
Boy, and that time Kylie Diekman, she was right there. She just didn't turn and get a body on her. And that time Parsons able to squeeze in there, get the rebound, put it back in.
Lobbed to Thompson. Now back to Oberding. And a miscommunication there for Jackson Heights. Ball goes out of bounds. Diekman will take a seat as Dawson Cochran comes back in for the Cobras. That is their 7th turnover of the night. Smith Center only shot 29%. They made 7 out of 24 shots and no threes. The Cobras get another steal here. That's 9 turnovers on Smith Center. Jackson Heights actually shot 47%, but they only attempted 17 shots instead of the 24 that Smith Center got. Here's a 3-pointer, Cochran, and an air ball out of bounds. But Jackson Heights made 8 of 17, including making their only 3-point attempt in the half. And it's 20-19 now. Smith Center basketball after the missed shot by the Cobras. And the clock moving at 5:45 to go here in the third quarter. That pass at the underneath side of the rim. Another Smith Center turnover. Oberding one-on-one against Kirchhoff to the right side, and she's fouled. Canyon will head to the stripe to shoot 2.
Well, I like that matchup. Anytime Canyon Oberding gets out in the open court, I like her odds. Very good ball handler. She got to the rim there, very aggressive, didn't hesitate or pull up. She knew right what she was going to do. She was going to get to the basket.
Free throw good. Oberding now with 9 points to lead Jackson Heights here in this game. Cobras led by as many as 6, trailed by as many as 4. Oberding no good on the second, but an offensive rebound. Thompson then couldn't quite hang on to it. The center in transition, down by a deuce. Working your way into the lane, it's Dakota Kattenberg and a foul against Jackson Heights. Only 2 fouls in the first half on the Cobras. This one on Oberding, yep, that's going to be her second personal. 5:32 to go, third quarter, inbounds. Shot put up by Rentschler, and it crawls in over the front of the rim. Rentschler makes just her second field goal with an elbow jumper there to tie us up at 21.
Dawson Cochran, she had her back to the baseline, just a little lob right over her head, and that's got to be aware. You have to see ball and man so they can't throw it right over your head for that easy bucket.
Oberding over to Cochran. Dawson now feeds McMahon, who looks in for Thompson, and a tough shot up, no good. Rebound, player sitting the deck. Rentschler had it and went to the floor. They're going to call a jump, and the possession arrow favors Jackson Heights. An inbound play underneath their own goal here. Canyon Oberding to trigger it in. 5:02 left, third quarter. Jackson Heights hasn't trailed since the first quarter when we were tied 12-12 at the end of that. Back to Oberding, far side in the paint. Cochran kicks it out. Now deflected by Rentschler and out of bounds off Smith Center.
Well, a near steal that time by Smith Center. You kind of feel it. Things are just a little out of sync right now for Jackson Heights. I'd like to see him settle down, run some offense. But one thing that's contributing to that, Smith Center came out in a zone. They're in a little bit of a 3-2 zone, which just a different look for Jackson Heights, and they haven't quite figured it out yet.
Lob pass caught by McMahon, but then with traffic around her, she drops it out of bounds. Turnover for Jackson Heights, and the Lady Red can take the lead here on this possession. They lob it in the paint to Kattenberg. Now on the right side, Parsons steps back, thought about a long 2. Driving is Kattenberg. Shot blocked, but a late whistle and foul. This is going to be number 2 on Kaylee Thompson. And give Smith Center a couple free throws. With 4:33 to go, they are 3 of 4 from the charity stripe tonight.
Man, those are tough fouls, too, because Kattenberg, she drove to the lane. Thompson's right there. She goes up straight. At the last second, she swats down on the ball, kind of bailed Kattenberg out. A lot of times, you just tell your players, just wall up. Get your hands up high. Make them make that hard shot over the top of you.
First free throw is good. Second one, nothing but net. Now a double-digit game. Dakota Kattenberg has 10 points after 8 in the opening quarter. She's now 4-for-4 at the line, and it's Smith Center ahead, 23-21. Oberding lobs into McMahon. Kick to the corner. A three missed badly long by Cochran. Rebounded by Smith Center. Miley Raby up the court to Rentschler. Bounce pass to the right block. Didn't handle it cleanly. It's blocked by Oberding. Blocked away from Kierkopf. Good defense by Jackson Heights. Now Huckless a bit out of control. This pass deflected, and Oberding will let it come out of bounds here on the near sideline.
Ball was right on the sideline. Oberding, she almost went to reach for it and thought, no, I'm going to pull my hand back at the last second.
Oberding will throw it in. Huntless goes out. Back in is Kylie Diekman for Coach Dan Shoup in the green and gold.
You notice in this zone, the high post, middle of the paint is really, really open. Let's see if Jackson Heights can attack that. Maybe get a look from inside the paint. A little 8-10 footer here.
Playing catch on the far side, trailing by 2 points. Huntless and a little push foul. Going to go against Gracie Kierkopf. That's her first personal... second personal foul. Team foul number 2 on Smith Center. So far this half, we have 3 fouls against Jackson Heights. 3:51 to go in the third quarter. As both teams go to the bench, Cochran right back in for Diekman. And for Smith Center, Cameron Hutchinson makes her first appearance this half. Remember, 3 fouls at intermission, and now the starter back out there here mid-third quarter. Tough catch. Thompson can't get the shot off. Gets it to McMahon. Down low now to Cochran. Over Hutchinson and a foul. That's against Kattenberg, who will pick up the personal. And 2 free throws here for Dawson Cochran of Jackson Heights.
Yeah, when things are tough and your offense is struggling, it's never a bad idea to pound the ball down low, try to get some fouls, shoot some free throws.
Second personal on Kattenberg. Free throw in and out. Dawson, a 62% free throw shooter, has one more coming. Neither team scored here in a bit, 23-21. Jackson Heights down 2. Second charity toss is good. First point of the game for Dawson Cochran. Diekman back in. Cochran goes out. Those two girls been in and out of the lineup here in the third quarter. 3:40 left in the period. Cameron Hutchinson. Raby back to her. Oberding up top defensively for Jackson Heights. Now down low, working is Kattenberg, but struggling to keep control of it, and that's turnover number 11 against Smith Center.
Nice job that time by Jackson Heights in the zone. When the ball went into the block, they had 3 girls collapse on the paint, forced her baseline, and she stepped out of bounds. So good job not just standing around and watching in that zone, but being aggressive, digging on the ball.
Cobras need to capitalize up the court, down by 1 point here. After leading by 4 points at halftime, a deflection and good defense by Gracie Parsons. Basketball will stay with Jackson Heights. Oberding to trigger it in. Does so to Huntless. Huntless has been quiet, making the only 3-point shot in this game, but that was back early in the first quarter. Huntless. Lob pass over the head of Kaylee Thompson, and now a foul. No, a jump ball. As Thompson bumping into Ashlyn Long, and the possession arrow favors Smith Center.
Yeah, the zone's kind of giving Jackson Heights fits right now. They just kind of are having a hard time finding the openings and where they want to attack. They're forcing some passes that aren't there, leading us to turnovers.
3-point shot missed. Rebound by Oberding. Off the long look by Rentschler. Still 23-22. Smith Center with the lead. Oberding to the low block. Thompson turns. Shot up. Missed. Rebound Smith Center, but they hit the deck. Now the shot air ball, but Oberding's there for Jackson Heights. Oberding's going to be called for the walk. She tried to turn and get squared up facing the basket. Smith Center will get it back with 2:38 to go here in the third. Kattenberg returns for Parsons in the Smith Center lineup. Team that won the 2A State Volleyball Championship this year. So you know Smith Center has some good athletes and a lot of confidence for these girls. Rentschler's fouled after getting a quick pass on the baseline from Kattenberg. This is foul number 4 against Jackson Heights. It's on Kenzie McMahon, her first personal. Nobody has more than 2 for Jackson Heights. Hutchinson, the only player with 3 for Smith Center. Gattenberg in the lane. Rentschler, a little turnaround hook shot. That's good. Her third field goal, and the Lady Rad lead by three.
We can tell Smith Center, they're just much more aggressive offensively. Little crisper, everything they're doing with a little more pace.
And then Oberding hits a three. The Jacksonite student section right behind us as Canyon now with 12 points ties this game at 25. Big shot by Oberding. Here's a look in the lane, and a foul will put Dakota Kattenberg back to the line where she's already made 4-for-4 here tonight.
Kattenberg's getting a lot more aggressive in this half. What you're seeing, too, out of Smith Center is they're skipping the ball against this zone. Ball's going from one wing, skip pass all the way across the other side. The defense has to shift, and that's leading to some fouls on the backside.
Speaking of foul, big one for Jackson Heights there as that one goes against Canyon Oberding. It's her third, so Oberding will stay in with three personal fouls. Kattenberg makes the first free throw. She's 5-for-5 at the line, and now 6-for-6, switched in another one. 12 points for Kattenberg, and Smith Center back on top, 27-25. Five of the eight fouls here in the third quarter against Jackson Heights. Thompson to McMahon. Tip of the circle, now without the dribble, over to Oberding on the right wing. Looking inside, nothing there. Now Oberding attacks, gets it back to McMahon. McMahon lobs it to Thompson, who steps outside. Wasted her dribble on the wing. Now down low, McMahon, and the pass tipped and stolen away. 10 turnovers against Jackson Heights.
You notice that possession for Jackson Heights, everything occurred on the same side of the floor. They never made that zone shift. Ball has to go side to side. Stretch that zone out. That's when you're going to have some bigger gaps to attack.
Minute 12 to go here in the third. Tough lob pass to Rentschler out for a wide open three. That one is still no good for Smith Center. Missed by Miley Raby. As Smith Center is 0-for-8 on three-pointers tonight. But they're dominating the boards. Here's another offensive rebound. And a foul against Jackson Heights will put Ashlyn Long to the stripe.
You know, it's almost like Smith Center has the mentality, we're going to fire up threes. We don't care if we make them or not because we got people down there to get the offensive rebound.
First free throw good for Ashlyn Long. That's her first point of the game. The foul was the first on Dawson Cochran, but that was six fouls against Jackson Heights. Oberding going to come out her first break of the day with 65 seconds left here in the third quarter. Second free throw, no good. But the lead for Smith Center is 3 points now, 28-25. Diekman gives it back to Thompson. Now Hudbliss. Nice feed. Boy, Diekman with a great pass. It's Kaylee Thompson cutting down the lane. An easy bucket for her. That's point number 10 for Thompson.
Great offense by Jackson Heights that time. Who was that? Kylie Diekman. Yeah, she went short corner. The ball went in from the wing, and then Thompson dove down to the block. Great pass, great bucket.
Rentschler scores again inside for Smith Center. Six of her 8 points have come here in this third period. Jackson Heights with the ball down three. 20 seconds left. Coach Shoup says, let's set up one good shot here at the end of the third quarter. Jackson Heights was up by four at halftime, but now trailing. And six fouls against them. Oberding on the bench with three. Hudbliss passes. Cochran shot. Good if it goes, but it's off the front of the rim. Missed at the end of the third quarter. And Smith Center will take a three-point lead into the fourth. Smith Center 30, Jackson Heights 27, as that is a 14-7 third quarter advantage for the Lady Red. This is a full one-minute timeout. You're listening to 2A State Basketball on FM 103.9 KNZA.
A tradition of strength and care, Mercer Funeral Home.
Making the right choice is simple. This is Caleb Smith, funeral director at Mercer Funeral Home. Over the past 6 years, I've helped make tough times a little easier for families across Northeast Kansas. Visit Mercer Funeral Home in Holton or Valley Falls for more information about our personalized monuments and how to plan ahead. The right choice since 1934.
Mercer Funeral Home.
In Holton or Valley Falls.
Riley Electric is a family-owned and operated business located in Holton since 1945, and they're your local Briggs & Stratton dealer. They provide services to residential, rural, and commercial customers throughout Northeast Kansas. Riley Electric also provides underground services, maintenance, remodel, and service upgrades and additions. Call Byron at 785-364-2821 or visit RileyElectricKS.com to check out their photo gallery of previous work and generator installations. installations. Riley Electric of Holton, your local Briggs & Stratton dealer.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke, Chris Boswell back with you. Bramlage Coliseum, and on to the fourth quarter we go. Smith Center girls leading Jackson Heights 30-27 here in this quarterfinal. The winner gets Garden Plain. There's an elbow shot, and it hit the rim, and the backboard wouldn't drop. Out of bounds to Jackson Heights on that shot there from the foul line by Kaylee Thompson.
Yeah, really the difference in that third quarter was Smith Center switching to the zone. In the first half, Jackson Heights did whatever they wanted to against the man-to-man. So, smart move by Smith Center. Now Jackson Heights has to figure out a way to be a little more consistent.
Olberding to Thompson. Back to Olberding. Great passing there. Kenyon's got 14. The Cobras down only one.
Boy, that was really good basketball. Olberding gave it up to Thompson. Cut away from the ball. Thompson with the eyes up, able to find Olberding for a great shot.
Rentschler passes down low to Kattenberg. Basket good, plus one. One of the few and-one opportunities we've had in this game. It's Dakota Kattenberg, who now has 14 points and a free throw pending. Might just go ahead and chalk up another point as well. She's 6-for-6 from the foul line. That's foul number 7 against Jackson Heights. The free throw rattles in. Who was the foul on for the Cobras? Did you catch it?
Did not.
Me either. It wasn't on Olberding. She's still got just 3. Nobody else has more than that here as we get a Jackson Heights timeout presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net, located just west of Whiting. It's Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Jackson Heights timeout. They'll have 3 left in this game, and they trail currently by 4. It's Smith Center 33 and the Cobras 29 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marsha and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
More basketball coming up tomorrow here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll be in Bramlage at 6 p.m. tomorrow night for the Valley Falls Boys against Pittsburgh Colgan here on KNZA. Centralia Girls in Dodge City tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. That'll be on 92.1 as they take on Spearville. Back to action here in the fourth quarter. Three-point shot missed short by Hutchless. Long rebound chased down, though, by Jackson Heights as they have the possession, now trailing by 4. Under 7 minutes to go in this game. Olberding on the near baseline. Looks to attack. Back out to Diekman it goes. Now a lob. Bad pass by Diekman. Stolen away. 11 turnover on Jackson Heights. Here's Raby in transition. She'll stop and slow it up, and now we're back 5-on-5. The center still has not made any three-point shots, but they've been great at the free throw line, making 9 of 11. Now they turn the ball over. 12 turnovers against Smith Center. Olberding back to the trailer. Nope, now in the near corner it comes. Hudfliss. Olberding lobbing it to McMahon. Back to Canyon. Nobody wants the basketball. Hudfliss now at the right elbow finds Thompson, and it's tipped and stolen by Smith Center. 12 turnovers on Jackson Heights as well. Nice pass to Rentschler. Left side layup good. 2-on-1 break. Raby gets the dime. Rentschler scores. She's got 10 points. And we've got another timeout with 6 minutes and 3 seconds remaining. Another timeout by Coach Dan Shoup, as this is the biggest lead of the contest for Smith Center. They are up 35-29.
Well, that was a really nice fast break by Smith Center. And you can see just the level of awareness by Smith Center. Talon Rentschler, the 6-foot post player, running the court. We had 2 girls on one side. She realized, hey, I can't be right here. She went away from the ball. That opened up passing lanes. Great pass for the layup.
The place for
kind of rolling right now.
Don't forget, coming up, our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. We'll pick a player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. That during our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Remember, whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business, Be Outdoors Real Estate. Welcoming Craig and Constance Fox to the team at Be Outdoors. Back to action here out of a Cobra timeout. Nice bounce pass down low. Oberding gets the dime and the bucket for Kaylee Thompson. As Thompson and Oberding have 26 of the 31 points for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, you can tell when they catch the ball, they're always looking. They know where the other one's at. And that's a pretty dynamic duo right there. They're going to have to really keep things going here the last 5.5 minutes of this game.
Near steal, Jackson Heights on the deck, and a foul. Surely that's not on Oberding. It didn't look like much contact at all. Nope, it's on Dawson Cochran.
I'm saying it. Hard, the officials are at an odd angle from where we're at, so I never can see who exactly the foul's on.
That's team foul number 8, so 1-1 for Smith Center, who again has been really good at the line, and you don't want to keep putting this girl there. She is 7-for-7, Dakota Kattenberg, a three-point play a moment ago, and she hits the front end of a 1-1. That's 16 points now for Kattenberg, a sophomore who only averages 10 a night.
Yeah, she's really been good tonight, especially from the foul line.
Stole the show. She makes two more. That's point number 17. 9-for-9 is Kattenberg at the line. And it's a team now, 11 of 13, and then a Jackson Heights turnover. So the Cobras again facing their biggest deficit of 6 points. And an unforced error there by Jackson Heights, their 13th turnover of the night.
Yeah, that's been a little bit of a problem the majority of the night. Not necessarily the pressure that Smith Center's putting on them, but just not making the right passes at the right time.
The center can be a little patient with 5 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. Leading 37-31. Kirchhoff will dribble. Pass back to the near side to Hutchinson. Jackson Heights in a zone, but may have to come out of it at some point here. The skip pass to Hutchinson. The center, no need to force anything. Rentschler gets a touch on the baseline.
Yeah, I think at some point Jackson Heights, they're going to have to think about coming outside out of the zone, but they're just like that, and the center turns it over.
Lob pass into the lane, intercepted. Cochran gets it ahead to Hutfliss. Back to Cochran, who has just 1 point in this game. Oberding leading the way. She's got 14, and Thompson has 12, and here's a triple. Canyon in and out, rebounded by Rentschler.
Boy, that would have been a big one.
Needed it. Still down 6 are the Cobras. Oberding hit a 3 in the third quarter. Missed that one here in the fourth. Almost half the fourth quarter gone by. Smith Center's biggest lead. Clock moving towards the 4-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Taking the 3, passing up top. Triple taken by Raby, and they finally made one. And that is huge because it gives Smith Center a 9-point lead as Raby on the 8th try for Smith Center makes their first 3-point basket tonight.
Oh, that's just tough. Oberding had another good look there. She misses that one, but
Coach Shoot needs another timeout. A 3 by Smith Center. Jackson Heights comes down, puts up and misses a quick 3, and Coach Shoot says, hold on a bit. 40-31. Smith Center up 9. We take this timeout with 3:53 to go. Fourth quarter. You're listening to 2A State Girls Basketball, and we're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA Hiawatha.
Beverly Brown Boutique, your Northeast Kansas fashion destination with clothing, shoes, accessories, and more for kids, women, and men. Beverly Brown Boutique, north side of the Holton Square, or beverlybrownboutique.com.
Belleville Law Office is located on the south side of the Holton Square with two experienced attorneys in Jason and Alex, both from the local area and proud to support our communities and schools. When you need an experienced and passionate lawyer on your side, call Jason or Alex at Belleville Law Office in downtown Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Special thanks to studio engineer Chance Link. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Chris Boswell, courtside at Bramwich Coliseum. Smith Center's opened up a 9-point lead. They won that third quarter 14-7. And now have a 10-4 advantage here in the fourth quarter. So kind of a tale of two halves. Jackson Heights was up 4 at the break. But since that time, Smith Center has a 24-11 advantage. Cobras with the basketball out of the timeout. Oberding right in front of us. Gets it to Thompson. Now McMahon up top to Cochran. Drives right, trying to get it to Oberding. Tough catch in some traffic. Kick out 3. Hutfliss. Still no good. Rebound battled, and Rentschler comes away with it. Smith Center pushes it ahead. Here's Kirchhoff, and she walked with it. Just a bit too fast. Not what Coach McLean wanted there with the 9-point lead to turn it over in transition.
Well, that's just an example, though, of Smith Center, kind of how they've been all night. Rensselaer jumped up for the rebound, didn't really have full possession of it, but was able to rip it away from a Jackson Heights player, just basically saying, hey, this is my ball, I'm going to take it.
Cochran and Diekman in the Cobras' possessions are becoming more and more precious, needing some points here. Down 9, and instead a deflected pass is turnover number 14. Here comes Cameron Hutchinson. Chance for Smith Center again to go up by double digits. They'll be patient as we go under 3 minutes remaining. Kirkhoff to Hutchinson. Jackson Heights has gone man-to-man, but they got to pressure the ball now. I mean, man-to-man isn't enough. You got to really get after it.
Yeah, down 9, 2:50 left, under 3 minutes. They're going to have to really get some pressure.
No fouls to give either. The next foul would be the 9th against Jackson Heights. Here's a pull-up long 2 by Raby. No good, but an offensive rebound comes to Kattenberg. Smith Center had a big rebound and advantage, plus 8 at halftime over Jackson Heights, and they've expanded that here in the final two quarters. 2:25 to go. And the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Smith Center, who leads by 9. Coach Dan Shoup trying to point out maybe who they want to foul here. He says it's going to have to be take some risk. And if you foul, you know, put them at the line. Extend this game. Inbounds underneath. Tough shot. Oberding with good defense. The miss by Raby, but she got her own miss. Smith Center keeps the ball.
Yeah, it came right back to her, and this is a lengthy possession for Smith Center, just chewing up clock.
And a foul now, number 9 on Jackson Heights. Kylie Diekman picks up her first personal, but it's a 1-1 for Cameron Hutchinson, who hasn't attempted a free throw yet this evening. The center's been terrific at the line. Earlier today, Royal Valley, as the front end 1-1 misses, Royal Valley boys made 23 of 26 from the free throw line today, and they needed every one.
Wow.
Oberding fouled on her way to the cup. She made the basket, but it won't count, and it's only foul number 4 on Smith Center here since halftime. Still down 9 after the missed free throw for Smith Center. Jackson Heights gets it in as we approach the 2-minute mark. McMahon can't get a shot off. Now up top goes to Hudflitz. Diekman driving, kicking it out. Lazy pass to Oberding, intercepted, and another foul on Diekman as Cameron Hutchinson had just missed the front end of a 1-1. Going to get 2 more free throws this time. It's foul number 10 on the Jackson Heights girls, number 2 on Kylie Diekman.
Well, those are ones we kind of call 50-50 balls. You know, it was kind of a slow pass. It was anybody's ball, anybody that wanted it. And that time, Hutchinson just went and took it.
Cameron had 3 fouls before halftime. She's set for a while to start the second half. Misses another free throw, and we'll get one more this time with a minute 53 remaining. Double bonus the rest of the game now for Smith Center. Second free throw good, and it stretches the margin to 10. Point number 5 for Cameron Hutchinson. 1:45 to go in this fourth quarter. Oberding gets it back on the handoff from McMahon, and she's fouled. Canyon will shoot free throws, and Jackson Heights needs them with the clock stopped here, trailing 41-31. This has been an 11-4 fourth quarter after a 14-7 third quarter in favor of Smith Center.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, they just really haven't been able to get anything going here in the second half. Smith Center changed up their defense a little bit, caused them some problems, but, you know, game's not over. There's still plenty of time. You're down by 9. I think Jackson Heights maybe needs to think about getting up and maybe doing a little full court pressure here and see if they can get some turnovers.
Both free throws are good by Oberding. She's got 16 points. There is the full court pressure, but Smith Center able to break it. Leading by 8. Ball in the hands of Hutchinson. Looks down low, turning, shooting, Kirkhoff. That's no good. Here comes Jackson Heights. Boy, Smith Center hasn't been as patient, I don't think, as their coach would like with this lead. Near side, Annie Allen threw it behind Oberding. Tough catch, and the basket drops in. Canyon now with 18 points. And with 2 timeouts remaining, Coach Dan Shoup will take one here. Jackson Heights now with just 1 timeout left, but a 2-possession game at 41-35 with 71 seconds to go.
Well, and that's what you mentioned. Coach Lynn, not real happy. Smith Center is really forcing the issue right now, and they don't have to. You're up 9 with under 2 minutes to go, and this is a perfect scenario why you don't speed up. Smith Center speeds up. They turn it over, come down the floor, and within a matter of 15 seconds, Canyon Olberding gets the bucket. So now all of a sudden it's a two-possession game with minute and 11 good to go.
We'll be right back. Jackson Heights trails 41-35 against Smith Center here on KNZA.
The Holton Mercantile is your everything and more store in downtown Holton. Formerly Kroger Variety, Holton Mercantile has a great variety of greeting cards, candy, seasonal, and holiday item gifts and toys. Plus, they do tuxedo rental and have an old-fashioned soda fountain. Come shop Holton Mercantile, downtown Holton.
The 2022 private treaty bull sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at rinkescattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
Kansaland Radio.
Nelson Fluke, Chris Boswell back with you. Full court pressure by Jackson Heights. They get a deflection and knock it out of bounds, but now just 64 seconds to go. Cobras trail by 6 against Smith Center here in the 2A state quarterfinal. Olberding again trying to knock it free. She's got 3 fouls. Smith Center just inside half court, and now a timeout called by Smith Center. For them, taking care of the basketball right now has got to be the biggest priority, leading 41-35.
Yeah, they don't need to be in any hurry whatsoever. In fact, Jackson Heights is probably going to start having to foul, and that's maybe what Coach Shoup's talking about right now. And if I'm fouling them, I'm going to go ahead and hit Cameron Hutchison. She has not been good from the free throw line.
12 of 16 free throws total, though, made by Smith Center, and maybe that's a little bit deceiving, 12 and 16, because Dakota Kattenberg's 9 for 9. You have a girl go 9 for 9 at the line, that'll help the team percentage look a lot better.
Maybe it's just foul anybody but other than number 23.
Yes. 17 points for Kattenberg to lead Smith Center. Jackson Heights has 30 of their 35 points from Olberding and Thompson. Canyon has 18 points. Kaylee has 12. Jackson Heights in the pressure situation here as we're 50 seconds to go. Kirchhoff defended by Olberding. Gets it back to Hutchinson. That's who he wanted to foul. Diekman did foul her. So Cameron will shoot two, as Boswell mentioned. Just one of three at the line so far is the sophomore Hutchinson. Diekman just fouled out. So she'll be replaced by Dawson Cochran. Diekman got pretty much all of her fouls here in this fourth quarter, trying to extend the game for her teammates now as a senior will watch from the sideline. One of just three seniors on the Jackson Heights team as the free throw bounces in this time for Cameron Hutchinson, a friendly roll. Another one coming. And this one is good, swishing the net. So she makes him pay. 7 points for Hutchinson. The lead is 8. Now for Smith Center. Olberding into the half court. Lobs it near side. Thompson turns, shoots, and missed. Rebound battled for and reeled down by Rentschler. Rentschler forced it in and lost the handle out of bounds at half court.
Coachlin's about ready to lose his mind over there. I think he wanted Rentschler just to pick the ball up, stop, get it to a guard, make Jackson Heights come foul you.
34 seconds to go. Cobras down 8. Olberding off a screen. Pops another 3. This one off the front of the rim. Rentschler chases it down and then has it knocked away. It's falling out of bounds as Kaylee Thompson here on the near sideline. And now a foul with 21 seconds left. It'll be the fourth on Canyon Olberding. And this one will send Miley Raby to the charity stripe. Raby 1 for 2 at the line, has 4 points in this game. The only 3-point basket for Smith Center tonight, made by the junior Raby, who averages 10 points a game. And there's point number 5, as now in this fourth quarter, Boswell, Smith Center has made 7 of 9 free throws. Good way to protect the lead.
Pretty efficient from the foul line.
They were up 3 coming into the fourth quarter. This free throw no good. They're up by 9 with 20 seconds left. Pass ahead. Cochran gets it. She's wide open. Left side layup. Oh, missed a wide open easy bunny. Olberding gets it back. Shoots as she's falling down. No. Rebounded. Put back in by Kaylee Thompson. And we got an injured player here. It's Gracie Kirchhoff, injured on this near sideline for Smith Center and screaming in some pain as she holds her right. She's got her left ankle or knee.
I think it's her calf.
She cramped up.
Kind of planted a jump, and I've kind of have that calf injury sometimes where it's a pulled muscle or something kind of around mid-calf area.
Let's take a break here real quick with an injury timeout right in front of us. Only 10 seconds to go. Jackson Heights down 7 points to Smith Center here at 2A State on KNZA.
JBN Telephone Company is bringing you the latest in fiber internet technology. JBN has residential and business options available for both in-town and rural areas with fiber, traditional wired, or fixed wireless technologies with the powerful communication services to fit your needs and your budget. JBN solutions are flexible, collaborative, and integrated so you can take control of all your business communications. We care about the local communities and are proud to offer free public Wi-Fi locations for unlimited telephone, digital cable TV, and high-speed internet. Check your availability and options at JBNTelco.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Helped off the court is Gracie Kirchhoff, the sophomore for Smith Center, has that left knee in a pretty heavy brace, and she will not be able to put any weight on that left leg as she's helped off the court. But for her, she exits here with just 10 seconds to go, and her Smith Center team ahead. 44-37 is our score, and Smith Center has the basketball.
Yeah, those are ones you just hate to see. 10 seconds left in the game and get an injury.
Going to lob it on the run to Rentschler ahead of the pack. Wisely spins it out and passes it back to Hutchinson, and Smith Center's won this game. Final score, 44-37. Smith Center will face Garden Plain in the semifinals here at 2A State in Manhattan. That's on Friday night. We got our postgame from Be Outdoors, our player to bank on, checking the final stats. It's all coming up next as the Cobra season comes to an end at State with a 21-2 record here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
Rick and Joe Crouch of Marketing Concepts in Holton, your local source for printing, copying, mailing, signage, and more. They will beat any price in Northeast Kansas. Online at marketingconceptsks.com. Call 364-4611 for Marketing Concepts of Holton.
C&D Food Mart and Williams Company in Whiting are proud to support the community and Jackson Heights students and athletes. For all your local grocery needs, stop by C&D Food Mart in Whiting. Good luck, Cobras, from C&D Food Mart and Williams Company in Whiting.
Belleville Law Office is located on the south side of the Holton Square with two experienced attorneys in Jason and Alex, both from the local area and proud to support our communities and schools. When you need an experienced and passionate lawyer on your side, call Jason or Alex at Belleville Law Office in downtown Holton. Jaeger Insurance Agency in Holton is an independent and trust choice agency located at 307 Montana Avenue. Marcia offers all types of insurance and goes above and beyond to be your trusted agent, finding the best policies at the best prices. Call Jaeger Insurance in Holton at 364-0124.
Beverly Brown Boutique, your Northeast Kansas fashion destination with clothing, shoes, accessories, and more for kids, women, and men. Beverly Brown Boutique, north side of the Holton Square, or beverlybrownboutique.com. Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Cam Flink. Dustin Fluke, Chris Boswell with you. The Jacksonites girls Ball here in the opening round of state tonight, losing to Smith Center by a score of 44-37. Jackson Heights and Smith Center tied 12-12 at the end of a quarter. The Cobras led by as many as six in the first half, and they were ahead 20-16 at intermission. The Jackson Heights outscored 14-7 in the third quarter and 14-10 in the fourth quarter. That's a 28-17 second half advantage for Smith Center to come back and take the lead and then make free throws to hold on for the win. Smith Center 15 of 20 from the free throw line, a good way to close out the game. They're now 20 wins against 4 losses. Jackson Heights ends the year 21-2, but a 7-point win for Smith Center over Jackson Heights. And Cobras played well. I mean, they did a lot of things well, but second half just couldn't seem to find the offense. You mentioned the adjustments. Smith Center kind of took off some of the press. The zone defense that they went to gave Jackson Heights some troubles, and the Cobras just didn't have quite enough in the tank there to finish.
Yeah, you think back at the first half, the two things that were really successful for Jackson Heights was beating the press and getting some easy buckets in transition and running their man-to-man sets and getting easy baskets. Second half, the center comes out. They don't press, so they didn't give up any easy transition buckets, and they switched off their defenses, went from their man into their 3-2 zone, and that really caused some problems for Jackson Heights. It's just they couldn't quite figure out how they wanted to attack that. There weren't as many open looks out of that zone. They just didn't move the ball enough to stretch the zone, and I think Coach should probably go back and watch some film on that and say, yeah, we had some opportunities here and there, but we just couldn't quite get it done.
Rebounding was a big advantage in this game, as we've talked about as well. Here's the final team stats. Smith Center goes 15 of 20 from the free throw line. They make just 1 of 9 three-point shots. They had 15 turnovers. Jackson Heights had 15 turnovers as well. The Cobras go just 7 of 12 from the free throw line. And like Smith Center, actually they make 2 three-point baskets to Jackson Heights here in this contest. The individual scoring and numbers brought to you by NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. They are the local experienced professionals, and they're on your side providing year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return. NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. Still some appointments available for this year. For Smith Center, they were led by Dakota Kattenberg, 17 points, including a 9-for-9 performance at the charity stripe. Talon Rentschler had 10 points. Cameron Hutchinson finished with 7. Miley Raby had 5, including a late 3. Gracie Parsons with 4 points, and the other one for Ashlyn Long. For Jackson Heights, all but 5 of their points scored by 2 juniors, as Canyon Oberding again led the way with 18, and Kaylee Thompson finished with 14. Those girls scored in every quarter for Jackson Heights. They needed to keep them in the game, because scoring after that, just a 3-point basket for Rebecca Hutfliss, and 1 free throw apiece for Mackenzie McMahon, and Dawson Cochran had 1 free throw as well. So 32 points total for Canyon Oberding and Kaylee Thompson, but not quite enough for Jackson Heights as they fall to Smith Center here in this quarterfinal tonight, 44-37, again our final in Manhattan. We owe you one more timeout. We're going to thank some of our other Jackson Heights State Basketball Tournament sponsors. When we come back, we will pick our player to bank on and get the final thoughts, as well as look back at all of our area teams from today here at the state tournament sites, and look ahead to tomorrow and what we have on tap for you there as well. So we'll wrap it all up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Holton Mercantile is your everything and more store in downtown Holton. Formerly Koger Variety, Holton Mercantile has a great variety of greeting cards, candy, seasonal and holiday items, gifts, and toys. Plus, they do tuxedo rentals and have an old-fashioned soda fountain. Come shop Holton Mercantile, downtown Holton.
The 2022 Private Treaty Bull Sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at rinkescattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson.
Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holt.
Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Final time back at Bramwich Coliseum here in Manhattan as Smith Center defeats the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras 44-37. Jackson Heights led by 4 points at halftime, but outscored 28-17 in the second half. And as we got the final stats, a rebounding advantage tonight for Smith Center. They out-rebounded Jackson Heights 37-23, including 15 offensive rebounds. I don't think they keep track of second chance points, but 15 offensive rebounds, you know there was a lot of those. And that rebounding advantage, 37-23 in favor of Smith Center. It's a big one tonight. What else jumped out, Bozzy? And final thoughts here as we got the last stats here of the night.
Well, I just think Smith Center, they asserted themselves a little better in the second half. And not that Jackson Heights didn't play with a lot of effort and energy, but you could definitely see a flip from the first half to the second half. When Smith Center came out to start the third quarter, they were much more aggressive. Things were crisper. Their passes were sharper. They just played with a little more purpose, and I really think that's what allowed them to go. I mean, 14 points third quarter, 14 points fourth quarter, kind of just pulled away from Jackson Heights. And the rebounding, obviously, that's a tough deal. If you can't finish a possession, it gets hard to win ball games, and that was one area Jackson Heights just struggled tonight a little bit.
How about our players to bank on? We could probably easily pick one for Smith Center, and Dakota Kattenberg went 9-for-9 and led her team with 17 points, making all nine of those free throws. But since we're broadcasting for Jackson Heights tonight, we'll pick our player to bank on from the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, and we might have to cheat a little bit tonight. Two girls definitely kind of stood out for Jackson Heights.
Yeah, I kind of like sharing the love anyways. I mean, these two gals, they really were it tonight for Jackson Heights. Canyon Olberding finishes the night with 18 points, real aggressive offensively. But then her counterpart, Kaylee Thompson, had a really nice game, 14 points as well. And, you know, those two girls right there are moving into the future. Obviously, next year they're only juniors, that you can tell they have some pretty good chemistry when they play together. They always know where each other's at, and they're going to be able to build on that through summer and the workouts they're going to have in the gym. So kind of excited to see what those two can do next year.
Jackson Heights, as mentioned at the start of our broadcast, has won the Northeast Kansas League 3 years in a row. What I hadn't mentioned is that they've won 45 consecutive games in that Northeast Kansas League. I know at times they'd like to be pushed and have a little bit more of a competitive schedule. When you're in the league, that's something you can't control. They did get some better non-league games competing in the Hiawatha tournament. Their only other loss this season in the championship game there. But a great year for Jackson Heights again at 21 and just two losses. Jackson Heights last year finished 18-2, and the year before that they were 20-3. So there's 3 years that Jackson Heights has lost a total of 7 games in 3 years. You're doing something right.
Yeah, definitely. You're doing something right. It is, you know, people argue that's kind of one of the things, you know, well, do you play in a tough league? Do you not? And, you know, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what league you play in. You still have to go in night, day in, day out, and you got to get wins. You got to make shots. And these girls had a fantastic season this year. They've had several good seasons in a row. Now it just becomes we got to take that next step. You know, it's okay to win the NEK, you know, and have a really good season. But now let's get to the state tournament. Let's win that first game. Let's get on through, because I think the last two times they've been to the state tournament, they got knocked out in the quarterfinals.
Well, it's kind of a rough day for our local teams. Just one victory today, and that was by the Royal Valley Boys in Class 3A in Hutchinson earlier this afternoon. The Royal Valley Boys beat Girard 60-56. So Royal Valley Boys play at 2 o'clock on Friday in the state semifinals. Troy, though, lost down in Dodge City. They fell 51-21 against top seed Opie. So the Troy boys end their season. And then here at 2A in Manhattan, both the Valley Heights and Jackson Heights girls lose. Both of them had leads at halftime, as it turned out. But Valley Heights ended up falling to Berean Academy 46-43. And Jackson Heights loses this game against Smith Center 44-37. So again, scores are posted. We'll have stories up as well at mscsports.net. And we'll be back again tomorrow with more basketball, as we have the Valley Falls boys against Pittsburgh Colgan at 6 o'clock here on 103.9 tomorrow evening from Manhattan. Valley Falls boys remain undefeated in the top seed, but they'll have their hands full with Colgan. Also tomorrow at 6 o'clock on 92.1, Centralia girls out in Dodge City, they're undefeated. They'll take on Spearville. So that'll wrap it up for us tonight and for today. More basketball coming up tomorrow. Mr. Chris Boswell, a pleasure doing business with you again here courtside at Bramwich Coliseum. And, thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Had a lot of fun.
For studio engineer Chance Link, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Until tomorrow, get ready for the winter storm. Be safe, everybody.